Well, this morning we have a guest joining us here on our program. It's Jared O'Donnell. He is the Atlantic High School Band Director. He has a chance to teach all these youngsters the joys of music. Jared, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Appreciate it very much. Hey, what we want to talk about specifically this morning, coming up later this month on Thursday, January 29th, is the annual Atlantic Band Spaghetti Supper. It's a big event. You get really good participation from not just the kids, but the folks in town really come out and support it, don't they?
Yeah, parents and kids are great at working on it, and the community support to come out and just give a night up of to have some free all-you-can-eat spaghetti has just been tremendous.
Seems like a pretty simple idea. Spaghetti supper, bring people out, have them enjoy a good meal, help out the cause. This has been going on a long time.
Yeah, this is our 36th year of doing the spaghetti supper, and it goes all towards the kids. Everything we sell just goes right back to the kids for their trip accounts. So,
Do you know the history behind it, how it ever got started, or whose idea it was, or how it's kind of grown into what it is?
Not specifics. I just know they were looking for a fundraiser that could make quite a bit of money because the kids wanted to go on a trip, and then I think they also planned on using it for new uniforms, too. So that was the idea they came up with, and it's taken off and been a hit ever since.
It seems pretty simple. You've got a cafeteria area, you've got a food prep area, you've got a ready-made set of youngsters who are just willing to get out there and help out and serve and clean up afterward and whatever, so it kind of makes sense.
Yeah, it works great. I mean, the commons here at AHS is fantastic for it. The serving lines that we have and the takeout line just works really smooth. And the parent, like I said, the parent support and involvement in helping make the spaghetti and get it all shipped up and shaped out. And then Deanne Schreiner with our food service staff is tremendous in what she does with all the time she volunteers to help out with us. So.
And I'm sure you hear all the jokes about folks saying, well, here I am again. My life has cycled back around. I'm eating off a tray again.
That's right. And they seem to enjoy it because, I mean, they stay for a long time and just talk and see old friends they haven't seen in quite a while. And it's just kind of a great atmosphere when they really start coming in.
Absolutely. Let's talk about the proceeds, because that's the important part, is we're raising some money for the youngsters to be able to do certain things. And as you mentioned, it's been used for uniforms, equipment, trips, all kinds of things. Do you have the money earmarked for this event?
Yeah, pretty much anymore. The spaghetti supper is used for the students' trip. Every 4 years, we take a major trip. In the spring summer of 2016, we're heading to New York City. And so all the money that the kids sell from their tickets goes right into their ticket account. And then any money that is given at the door goes into the general pot, which increases the value of the tickets that the kids have sold. So,
excellent. All right. And I know they've been out canvassing the community, hitting up some businesses and things for sponsorships and stuff like that. Have you had a lot of success?
So far, patron ticket sales are due at the end of the week. We'll always take more if somebody wants to give me a call, and we'll send some kids out there. But we're always very well supported by the businesses, and we're very appreciative of that because usually our patron ticket business handles most of our food costs. So our regular tickets and our in-the-door ticket sales pretty much are all profit from there on out.
Well, it's nice to have a base to start with for something like that. Well, hey, let's talk a little bit about the trip then. I know the trip is planned out so that during their 4 years here, everybody will get to go on a trip. New York City this time. Why did you choose New York City?
We had four trip options, and Ms. Gasser and I talked to the kids and presented the four different trip options, and then we had a general round, preliminary round voting on it. And then we had two trips narrowed down to Florida and New York, and then so they voted again, and the kids really wanted to go to New York overwhelmingly by 30 votes, I think, was the decision to go to New York. So
the kids really have some say in what the event is going to be like. So what will you do while you're there?
We'll see a Broadway show. We'll go see a New York Philharmonic concert. We'll do some sightseeing. The choir kids will perform at the Cathedral of St. John the Divine. The band kids will perform at the USS Intrepid, and then we'll do some Little Italy tours, some Chinatown tours. We're going to, I think, stop at a museum and an art museum, too. So just a lot of sightseeing and history stuff that's really kind of neat to see.
Okay, I got to ask you then, for folks who maybe haven't been on a band trip before, what's a band trip like? You've got all this equipment you've got to haul along with you. The kids got their bags to go with them. And, you know, when people get on the bus, we all know how that goes with long trips like that. Everybody's kind of goofy and crazy to start with, but then it kind of slows down and you get a little bit tired. And what's a band trip really like?
It's, you know, we put a lot of trust in our kids and they never really disappoint us. They do a great job of being responsible, and we lay down the rules. We're very strict about, you know, we're putting a lot of trust in you guys, and you're, you know, we've always had a good past before. And so We get on the bus. We put a lot of movies in. Now with iPods and iPads and iPhones, they can watch movies. Most of the charter buses we take anymore have Wi-Fi and plug-ins on them, so the kids never run out of a power source. And so they kind of keep themselves busy on the bus, which is always good for us.
Yeah, well, and there's some fun stuff to it. You mentioned there's some sightseeing, some different things, but they're going to perform as well. So it's a kind of a business trip, too.
Yeah, it's kind of it's both a reward for their dedication for being in band for the 4 years and a chance to show us off around the country. I know we performed 4 years ago in Florida, and the Disney people were really excited about having us down there, and they give us, you know, an invitation to come back at any time. And so I'm hoping we get the same thing out in New York too. So,
do you try to move the trip around as best you can every 4 years to get some different experiences?
We look at that, but I like to have good performance venues too. Like Florida, marching through Disney is a great performance venue, and then New York, there's so many great places to perform too. So I want a good performance thing for the kids so they can appreciate what it's like to perform on a big stage like that, and then also to have a place where they can see things they might not usually see in Iowa or, you know, in surrounding states.
Mm-hmm. Educationally, what's the benefit for these youngsters to be able to do something like that?
I think it gives them a greater appreciation of where they live. Usually kids that when we go out there, they'll say, oh my gosh, this is so big, and they don't realize, you know, Des Moines and Omaha are big towns, but New York City or Orlando just eclipse those two towns. And so it gives them a greater appreciation for home and what they have at home. And some kids really think, oh, I could go out and do this. It'd be a Broadway show, and that kind of shows them what they need to do to go out and do that kind of work.
Sure. So the money raised for an event like this, does it allow more youngsters to go? Can anyone go who's involved in band on this trip?
Yeah, anybody that's in band is eligible to go, and then we'll take chaperones, too, from those parents that kids are involved in the music department, and then we'll just, you know, if they can afford it and they raise enough money, and they're more than welcome to go on the trip.
Okay, so it just doing the spaghetti supper like this, the money that's raised kind of lessens the financial burden on all the students who go.
Yeah, if they are motivated sellers, I've had kids that actually made money. So when they step on the bus, I handed one kid $210 mm-hmm. because he sold more tickets than what he needed for his cost of his trip. So if they sell a lot of tickets, they can not have a dime coming out of their pockets.
So this is a business exercise for them as well, because they get credit for what they sell.
Yeah, exactly. You know, you have to be a people person and go out and talk to people and, you know, just be really motivated to sell tickets. And you can not have to pay a dime for your trip if you don't want to.
You've got to be a motivated seller if you want to be a musician for your career anyway. You've got to sell yourself, so it always makes sense. Well, very good. Well, let's talk more about this spaghetti supper. We mentioned Thursday, January 29th. It's here at the high school.
Correct. Here at the high school, it's $6 for adults, which is 12 and up, and then 4 to 11 is $4, and anybody under 4 eats for free. It's all-you-can-eat spaghetti, so eat as much spaghetti as you want. You also get a roll and a salad and pie with that. Those aren't all-you-can-eat, but the spaghetti is as much as you want. We also have, if you don't want to sit in the commons, we have a takeout line. So if you want to come in, grab a meal for your family, we'll just buy a ticket at the door. If you already pre-bought a ticket, just come in. They'll have a takeout line for you, and you can go. And it's been great the last 6 years that I've been doing it, is to see everybody come out and support the band like they do.
Wow. I mean, that's not very much money to come out and enjoy a dinner like that. Is it surprising you're able to make any money on this?
Yeah, the first year I did it, I was always told by the previous director that, you know, you'll be surprised at how much you do, and we usually make $10,000 to $12,000 a year off of it, and it's all because the community comes out and supports kids. It's
wow.
Great.
Yeah, that's great support. Well, and it's for a good cause. It allows these youngsters to have a once-in-a-high-school-lifetime experience like this, to be able to go and have some fun. What's it like for the band director to get to go on this? Is it fun for him, too, or is it all business?
I enjoy going on the trips. Like I said, we trust the kids so much, and they do a great job, so I get to see how kids react to different environments, and it's fun to kind of show off the kids, too, that put in all that time and work. And I also enjoy just kind of standing back at the spaghetti supper, because we have a great group of parents that control all the aspects of it, and it's just so cool to be supported like that and have that organized all by the parents, so they do a great job as well.
Yeah, well, it's an interesting trip when you do it once every 4 years. That means you've got all four classes involved too, from freshmen up to seniors, so it's kind of an interesting mix.
It is, but you know, the good thing about band is it's not like Algebra 1 and Algebra 2 where they're divided by class. Band, we're always 9-12 together all the time, so the relationships that are built with these kids is usually pretty strong by the time they go on a trip.
Well, I know a lot of folks have had a chance to see the band perform, whether it be at halftime of a football game or what have you. already this year. What's the state of the Atlantic High School band department right now? You good and strong?
We're doing well. We're a young group and it's kind of a small group, but we're starting to build back numbers again. But the group, the number of the kids, the players that we have in this are just fantastic. They're hard workers. There's a lot of talent in there. And, I mean, they're playing a lot harder music than we did 2 years ago and 3 years ago because they're just putting in the work. So it's great.
What's their next chance to see the group perform?
We have our swing in on January 15th, and I think second week in February is the combined high school band and high school chorus concert.
Okay. So a lot of good stuff. Second half of the season just coming up yet for band, too. Jared, again, thanks so much. Appreciate your time here today and sharing with us about the band program in general, but also the spaghetti supper. And again, that's Thursday, January 29th at the Atlantic High School Commons from 5 to 8 p.m. If you haven't gotten your tickets already, you can get them that night at the door. They really do appreciate your support. And we appreciate all you do for the youngsters. Thank you.
Thank you so much.